This is Justin Elwell from Messiah Congregation in Washington Mills, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for the day. This morning I taught a Zoom class for a conference in India. And today's lesson was actually taken from a larger series on the life of Jesus and how he modeled faith for us. I focused on the lost 18 years, as they're called, the silent years in the gospel. There's so much speculation both in the church and outside the church about these quiet years. It's suggested by some that he even traveled to India and studied with the gurus. However, we know this is not the case. The quiet years were his waiting years. He was waiting, but he was not inactive. During those years, Jesus lived what we would call a normative Jewish life for his time, filled with family, community, and covenant. He learned, he prayed, and he traveled to work as a laborer or a carpenter where he was needed. Remember, he is identified as the carpenter and as the son of the carpenter. And this, of course, was hard work. Yet it allowed him to see and experience the sights and the sounds of his people, their lives, their struggles, their joys, and even their faith. He learned to speak with them, relate to them, and also to wait with them. Still, Jesus was aware of his own weight. We don't know how specifically, but he was. And we see this in several references in Scripture that his time had not yet come. He had to wait for the time appointed by the Father to begin his ministry. Many of us are waiting or have been waiting, and we are waiting, of course, upon the Lord's timing. And one lesson that we often overlook from Jesus is his wait. His faithful wait teaches us how to wait faithfully. As Jesus waited, he lived, he learned, he labored, he worshiped. He didn't sit and brood, as we might say. He remained faithful to the Father during those years of waiting. It can be a frustrating experience, of course, especially when we believe we are ready to advance in the race. I submit, if we find ourselves frustrated, self-isolating, questioning him and his love, and maybe jealousy takes root in our heart for those that we see him using, then he's still preparing us, and we still need to wait. However, the wait is not inactive. We are still about our Father's business, as we are called to be faithful in all things, as we read in Luke 16 and verse 10, "One who is faithful in very little is also faithful in much, and the one who is dishonest in very little is dishonest in much." We should remember three things while we wait. First, we're not separated from him in the wait. Second, the wait is always active. And third, we must celebrate his control even in the midst of our wait. "Thy will be done" is how we pray. I acknowledge that the struggle of waiting is very real, but I rejoice in his wisdom. To be absolutely transparent, I am grateful that what I believed I was prepared for many years ago, he did not permit me to enter, as he knew the depth of difficulty to come that I was not prepared to face. His timing, not ours, is perfect. As the psalmist encourages us, "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him." Jesus gave us the example during those 18, quote, quiet years, living as a laborer, doing those menial tasks that few considered, even while increasing in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. He did not rush his calling or the broadening of his calling, and neither can we. We trust and serve the Lord as he sets us in each season of our lives. I pray this encourages you in your wait. Amen and amen. This has been Justin Elwell from Messiah Congregation in Washington Mills, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for the day.